Here's our Samach Tesla Medeis we're holding. So again, from a few lines down from the top, Pasuk says, "Vayivorech Ezra es Hashem Elokim Hagodol." That Ezra gave a bracha to Hashem Elokim. It says Hagodol. My Godol. What does it mean? He gave a bracha to Hashem Elokim Hagodol. What does Godol mean? So it's a machlokes. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Shegidloi b'Shem Hamafurish. That means Ezra used the Shem Hamafurish. He called the Kodesh Baruch's name, and he called him with the Shem Hamafurish. Even though this was outside, it was outside the Azorah, it was outside the Beis Hamikdash, still, Rabbi Yosef holds he's allowed to use his name, the Shem HaMafarish. We have Gidlom, Rabbi Gidlom says no. The other Pasuk is the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, that a Pasuk of Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min Olam V'Yad Olam. That's all he said. That's what Ezra said. Ezra didn't say the Shem HaMafarish. He just gave a bracha to Hashem by saying Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min Olam V'Yad Olam. For the Gemara, Amalai Abayah, the Rav Dimi. So Abayah, yes, Rav Dimi. Like, why don't you also want to learn like this? That maybe Taki meant to say the Shem HaMafarish. How do you know to say that he only said this pasuk Baruch Hashem? Maybe Ezra, in the first pasuk that it says, Vayivorech Ezra as Hashem Elokim HaGodol, what he means to say HaGodol was he said the Shem HaMafarish. Like, why are you arguing? Why don't you also say like that? So Amalei, he answered back, as I hold, that Ein Omrim Shem HaMafarish Bigvulin. You're not allowed to say the Shem HaMafarish Bigvulin, which means outside the Azorah. Like Rashi says, Bigvulin, kol chutzli azorah kol igvulin. Anything outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside the azorah, is considered called gvulin. Whereas the whole Yerushalayim is also called the gvulin. So he holds it's also to say the Shem HaMafarish outside the azorah. It's only in the Beis Hamikdash you're allowed to say it. Outside the Beis Hamikdash you're not allowed to say it. Fred Gemara V'loi, is it true? No, that you're not allowed to say it. The Yoksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayamoid Ezra HaSofer al Migdal Eitz. That Ezra HaSofer stood up in a special tower, a migdal made out of wood, asher also ladover, that it was made for a thing. And what does it mean? V'yomer av gidol, shegidloi v'shem hamafarish. That in this migdal eitz, obviously it wasn't in the Beis Hamikdash, it had to be someplace outside the Beis Hamikdash, there he said the Shem HaMafarish. So you see, you are allowed to say the Shem HaMafarish, even though you're outside the Azara. So Gemara says, Hayroya shohoysa. That was a special time. And it really is also to do it. There was a special hurrah, a special purpose why Ezra did it. Right, then the Pasuk says, Nehemiah, Vayizaku el Hashem Elokim b'kol gadol. The Klai Yisrael was crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kol gadol. My Omer, what were they saying? Omer Ravi, Temer Rabbi Yochanan, Baya Baya. Like to say, Oyvei, Oyvei. That's what Klai Yisrael was saying. Trashi Baya Baya, Mizloshen Tzuako v'kodlonam. They were like screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What were they saying? They were saying, Hainu hai di achrevei lemikdasho. We see in front of us like the Yetzirah of the Avodah Zarah. That the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, he was the one that was machre the chum of the Bayis Rishon. Because the chet Klai Yisrael had then was the chet of Avodah Zarah. So because of the chet of Avodah Zarah, because of this Yetzirah, they were machre of the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. They burnt the Beis Hamikdash. They katlinu lekule tzadikim. That the tzadiki, that the tzadikim were killed out because of that. The Yiglino li Yisro Meyaryun, and Klai Yisrael had to go into Bovel for 70 years. They were taken out of Eretz Yisrael. The Yadayin Merakid Beinun, and it's still the Yetzara of Avodah Zarah is still dancing amongst us. Is Klum Yehovneslon, as if they start to scream to Kadosh Baruch Hu, please give him over to us. Like take away the Yetzara to do Avodah Zarah, give him over to us. And then don't forget Klum Yahav Sei Lon Ela Lekabule Beyagra. Like they're talking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why did you give us this Avodah Zarah, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah? Why did you give it to us? He gave it to us for Nisayin. He gave it to get reward. Like if we're not going to listen and hold back the Nisayin, we'll receive reward. So the reason why we got the Avodah Zarah, why we got the Yetzirah, is to receive reward. Is so they were saying back, Lo iyo binon. We don't want the Yetzirah, we don't want the Nisayin. Take him away. Better don't give us no reward, but we don't want the Yetzirah of the Avodah Zarah. It was very hard to hold back from doing Avodah Zarah. Like Rashi says, the Kabula Yagra, Shenikov Oisev in the Kabul Schar. If you hold yourself back and don't listen to him, don't do Avodah Zarah, for that you receive reward. So they were saying like it's too hard, this test. Take him away from us. Is Nofalo Pisco Mirkiya? So a letter came down, a Kodesh Baruch Hu sent down a special delivery letter from Shemayim to the Klai Yisrael. It said on this letter, Emes, that's what it said. So Rashi says, Piskok Sav, Emes Kleiner, Maskim Ani Emochim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maskim to Klai Yisrael. If you want to get rid of this Yetzara, to do Avoid Yisrael, I'm Maskim. Is Oma Rav Chinina, Shema Amino, Choysom, Shema HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. We see for me, that's the sign, the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs a letter, he signs with the word Emes. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Choysom, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Everything he does is Emes. Is Oisivi Bisanisa. So there were goyzer at Tainis, Tlosin Yoimin Tlosin Lilusam. For 3 days and three nights, the Klai Yisrael fasted. Then Masrua Nalei, the Yetzer was given over to the Yidin. Is Nofak Osa Kiguria Denuram. He came out like a young lion, a fire dick young lion. Guria is a young lion, Denura like from Fayam, Mi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where the Yetzer came out from. Is Omalu Navali Yisrael. So the Navi told the Klai Yisrael, Haino Yitzra Davaris Kechovim. You should know this is the Eitz Hara of the Avodah Zarah. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Zois HaRisha. This is the Risha. No, this is the Eitz Hara of Avodah Zarah. Is Bahadi the Tafsu Alei. As soon as they chapped him, they grabbed him. Ishtomet Benisei Mimzayah. A hair fell off his beard. Not exactly why, I don't know, but his hair fell off his beard. The Romi Kola, and he gave a big scream. The also Kola Arba Meya Pasoi, and his scream of this young lion, the Eitz Hara, was heard 400 Pasois away. So Omru, the Chom, said like this, Hechi Nevi, what should we do? Dilma Chas V'Sholom Arachmi Alei Min Shemaya. If he's going to be able to continue screaming like that, such a scream, the Eibush is going to hear that scream, and the Eibush will maybe have Rachmanis on him, and let him go free. So we can't let him scream. We have to stop him from screaming. So Mashmah, to kill him, for some reason, they didn't want to kill him. But they wanted to make him that he shouldn't be able to scream anymore. Izomalu Novi. So the Novi told him, Shadua Beduda the Avram. Send him into a pitcher like made out of lead. Vechafyua Lepumayu the Avram. And cover up the cover of it with lead. The Avra Meshir Shoyev Kolo. Because lead holds back a voice. Voice doesn't go through lead. Shinem the Apostle says, Vayomer Zois HaRishon, Vayishlach Oisoi El Toich Oifo, they send him into this big pitcher made out of lead, and Vayashlach Es Evan Hoi Feres El Pion, that they send on top of it to cover it, also this lead cover. It's to hold away his voice, and Hashem should not be able to hear his voice. Is Omrus, now Klai Yisrael said, Ho Yovi Eis Rotzenu, since I see now it's a good Eis Rotzen, I stack a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving over to us, the Eis Zora of Avodah Zorah, is Niboi Rach Me Ayitzra Di Averim. Let's also be mispallel now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take away from us the Yetzara of Averim, which always means Nus. And we should not have a taiva to do Znus. So let's get rid of him also. So Boi Rach Me, they're talking mispallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. Give us over this Yetzara also. Is the Imsa V'Yadayim, give him over to us. Is Omalu, so V'Imsa V'Yadayim, he's talking given over, in Achnam he was given over. Is Chazi the Omalahu? So the Yetzara told them, Chazi, be careful. Look, the Katlisuli lehu kali alma. If you're going to kill me, you know the whole world will be destroyed also. In other words, that nobody's going to have a taiva to have tashmash even with his own wife, and you're not going to have any children anymore. So there's not going to be a world anymore. Trashi kali alma yichlo elam shleitei piri of rivia. People are not going to want to be with their own wives even. It's only because you have some taiva of his nus that you do it. Otherwise, without taiva, you wouldn't do it. So if the Yetzer is going to be killed, nobody would have tashmish. So the Gemara, so what they did was, Chavshua Tlasa Yomi. They hid the Yetzer for 3 days, they locked him up in jail. Uboyu Biyusa, Bas Yomi B'chol Eretz Yisrael. They looked around to try and find an egg that was hatched that day. Even a chicken. They wanted to see if a chicken hatched an egg that day. V'loyashtakach, they didn't find. In other words, the only reason why even chickens give birth to eggs is because there's also the type of the Yetzer of Tashmish. And if there'll be no Yetzer of Tashmish, even the chickens won't even lay no eggs anymore. Trashi Beyusa Bas Yema. Beitzo Haner Ledes Bebeyem. They wanted to find an egg hatched today. Lefi Sheposak, not hatched, so it was born today. Lefi Sheposak HaChimim Min Amayim. Because when the Yetzer went away, the Chimim, the heat of the stomach of the mother, went away. Vi Afilu Oysen Sheibra Tanagerlis Kvar. Even the egg that's in the mother's stomach already, it won't come out anymore. So mamish, without the Yetzara, there'll be no eggs. And who adin, nobody would have tashmish anymore. So male, there'll be no children either. to the Yichor of the Welt. His armor, they said, Hechinevi, what should we do? Nikdalei, if we're going to kill the Yitzhar here, Mashal, before the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah, they didn't really kill him. But here they wanted to kill him. Is Kaliya Alma, if we kill this Yitzhar, there'll be no world. The world will be ended already. After that. Niboi Rachmei, Iflago, Palgo, Iflago, let's be mispal like he should die halfway. Halfway, Rashi says, means that we should not, Rashi Shiei, Sherlet Biodom, Lizokak, Lishtag, Lelacheris. That you should have a taiva to be with your wife, but that's all. To do an aveira, no. With somebody else, no. Only with your own wife. In other words, let's keep him around halfway. Tomorrow said, for some reason, Palgo, Derekia, Layoivi. Now, in Shemaran, they don't do that. Either they kill you the gamsin or halfway, or nothing. You don't kill somebody halfway. There's no such thing in Shemayim. Either we'll kill the Yetzer or the Gamri, or else he has to be here completely. So what do? Kachlinu liyene, they put eye paint in his eyes, v'shavkua, and they made him blind, they took out his eyes. So now they ruined the Yetzer a little bit. V'yahani, this helped akoponim, to le migre ve'linish v'krevuse. This helped a little bit that people don't have such a taiva to be with their own kraven. A person, the Maisa, doesn't have a lust to be with his own mother, be with his own sister. You know why? Because the Yidin at that time knocked out the eyes of the Yetzara, so they helped Azoivite. If it wouldn't have been for this, we would have time even to be with your own mother also. But now that they did this much, they took out his eyes, so you don't have Taiva. Even though people do it, and the Mashal speaks out, they didn't kill it Lagamri, just like Migrave. A person could hold himself back. But then you don't have such a thing that's Guru that forces you to do it. But about you see, some people do it. So they didn't kill him out. But it's this least it's easy to hold yourself back. Mashenka from others nus, Taki, you have the Yetzer, you have the Taiva. But my Rova Masnavach in Eretz Yisrael, they learned like this, that Rav Gidl says, Gidl means before by Ezra, She Gidloi B'Shem HaMafarish. Like we had before, Oman the Yoma. That Ezra Taka said the Shem HaMafarish. That's how he's Megadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says, Vayivorech Ezra Es HaShem Olekim HaGodol. Hagodol means he said the Shem HaMafarish. For Rav Masna Manor, Nasta says, know what Ezra said. Hakel Hagodol Hagibov Yanor. That's what he said. So the more behold the Rav Masna, Metaya led Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Masna is a Raya. Metaya means Lashem Messayeya, the Gura says, it helps. But Rav Masna's din is a Raya, a help to Rav Yeshua ben Levi. That what that Ezra was the one that said now, Hakel Hagodol Hagibov Yanor. Why is he a Raya? The Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he said like this, Lomo Nikra Shimon Anche Knesset Agdelo, why was this time of Ezra, with 180 Chachomim, they were called the Anche Knesset Agdelo, why did they get the name Anche Knesset Agdelo? Sheach Zibro V'Atar L'Yoshna, they put back the crown to the way it used to be. In other words, something was stopped, and they brought it back to the way it used to be. What is this? That also Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, he said, Omar, Hakel Hagodol Agivav Yanayra. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu gave Shvachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the way you're supposed to say when you talk to Hashem. Now, also Yirmiyahu, in later years when Yirmiyahu came, he stopped saying already one of them. The Yomer, he said, Nochrim Mekakrim Becholim. Like the Goyim are coming in to make a Churban Abayis. The Mam is dancing in the Beis HaMikdash. Ayah Noroisov. Like, where is the Noro? How can you say that the Goyim, everybody fears Hashem? We don't see any more Noroisov. Is Loyama Noira. Therefore, when he gave the Shvach to Hashem, he already said, Okel HaGod LaGibor. He did not say Vanoira anymore. So, like we'll see later, even though Moshe said it, so he can't like say, not say it, but the Pshat HaMashor says is, he felt that these words are like we're saying the way HaKadosh Baruch was acting to us. Like this is the Ashpoh Hashem puts down. In his time, in Yirmiyahu's time, we didn't have the Ashpoh of Noira. Therefore, at that time, Hashem wasn't showing his Neira, even though Hashem is Neira, but since he wasn't showing it to us at that time, he didn't want to say the word Neira. Also, Daniel, then later years, Daniel came, Omar and Daniel said like this, Nochrim Mishtabdim Bivonov. Hey, during the 70 years of Golas Bovel, that the Bovel has been Mishtabdim in Klai Yisrael. Where's the Gvur of Hashem? Like the Gvur is taken away, that the Goyim are working over us. So we don't have any more Gevura. So Hashem is not showing His Gevura now to Klai Yisrael. Therefore, Layom HaGibur. He did not say HaKel HaGodol. He only said HaKel HaGodol. He did not say HaGibur. Who Adim Mesam HaNer also did not say. In other words, not that Hashem is not a Gibur. Just that Hashem wasn't showing His Gevura now to Klai Yisrael. So during these years, Daniel held it wasn't right to say the word Gibur. Also inu, then later it came back, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola came Ezra's time, for Yom, when they said like this, Adarabah, just the opposite, Zuhi Gvuras, this is the Gvur of Hashem, that Gvurasai Shekoibus Es Yitzroi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding back his anger like, Shanois Nerech HaPayim L'Rishoyim, that really the Goyim are being Machir of the Beis HaMikdash, and they're still alive. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have went and killed them out right away. Good, he made Gzeiro. There has to be a Churban Abayis, but now when the Goyim did such a terrible thing, his HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, his Erech HaPayim, his anger should have been to kill them out right away. And still we see they lived in the Golas bubble 70 years, so that's the Gvur of Hashem, that Hashem held back his anger by not killing out the Goyim. That's also Gvur. You know where Hashem's Neroisav is? Shil Molei Moirish LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heichu Ma'achas Yecholo Liskayim Bein Umas. Adarabba. Now during the 70 years of Golas, after the Churban Habayis, how is it possible that the Goyim, all the Goyim, want to kill out Klai Yisrael, and they don't do it? Klai Yisrael still remains alive. How is that possible? Only because of the Neroisav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Neiro. So Mela, by when Ezra came, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, they said again, Hakel Hagodol Hagiba V'Yanoiru. They said Hagiba Ren HaNoiru. That even now in the Golis, still we see the Gvura and the Noiru of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For the Gemara good, of a Verabonin, Hechi Abdi Hochi, V'Okri Takanta D'Tokin Moshe. Like how could Daniel and how could Yirmiyahu come and go faket the way Moshe said in the Torah? Like Moshe already said the Shvach of Hakel Hagodol Hagiba. The Anoira. So how could they go for Ket from the way what Moshe says? The Chur is saying Sheker then. Amri Avloza, Mitoich Sheyoidim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemiti. They knew that we had before, the Choysim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the truth. And Shemiti Hu, Lefikach LaKizvu Boi. Therefore they knew that's the Rotson of Hashem. That Hashem doesn't want them to say back Sheker. So if they would say right now, Gibor, since Hashem is not showing his Gevurah with the Klal Yisrael, it would be like a Sheker, it's like Kozov. So therefore they held, even though Moshe said it, that was a Pshat, because at that time, Hashem was showing his Gevurah with the Klal Yisrael. Mashenkin now by the Churban Habayis, that Hashem is not showing his Gevurah with the Klal Yisrael, they held, it's a Kozov, it will be Sheker to say it. Mashenkin later, by Ezra, it's very good. Ezra, by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, that was the time of the Baye Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. So then, forget, there was the Gvuras Hashem, and there was the Neroes of Hashem. That's why we say it. But our Korponim, even though Bizman Azir, we still have the Churban Habayis, still we say it. In other words, we hold, not like Daniel, we hold like the Mora answers that the Rabbani answer back, that even Meshach Churban, still we see the Neroes of Hashem. The fact that he did not, with the fact that the Klai Yisrael is still alive, the Goyim can't kill us out, and we see the Gvuras Hashem, that even though the Goyim are doing such bad things, Hashem doesn't kill them out so fast. He has Erech HaPayim for them, so that applies today also. Therefore, today, Lamaisa, we do say, in Shemoneh Esrei, we say, HaKel HaGod LaGivu V'Noira. So Rashi says, V'Elu Hei Noiroisav Shil Moli Meiro, Min Yoy Machurbin, Atoloma Noiroisav, Shekolu Mois Nesvu Lashmidom, V'Nizkayim Alehem, that all the Goyim want to come and kill us, and we're still alive. For Rabban and Yom Yod and Yod, what did they hold? They held that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shura Amiti, Rashi Maskim, Al Emet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants the truth, but saying that the Sheker doesn't like the Sheker, they thought, so it's not Kedai to say these words now, when Hashem is not showing his Gevurah and his Neroes. Right. The Koy Rachri Mois V'Yach V'Yosser. So Mishnah says, now the Kohen Gadol read the Torah, he read these two Parshas. He read the Parsha Achri Mois, and then he read in the Parsha Emor, the Pesukim about Yom Kippur. Or Reminu Avakasha, that the Hur was only one Sefer Torah used. So he had a move from one place of Sefer Torah to another place. I Reminu, we learned like this, Medal Gim B'Novi. When you read the Aftara in Novi, then you're allowed to skip from one place to another place. Abaviyain Medal Gim B'Torah. When you lay in the Torah, you're not allowed to skip from one place to another place. So the Kasha, how could this Kohen Gadol now lane from the Sefer Torah, how could he skip from Parshas Achri Mois to the middle of Parshas Emor? He's skipping. And the moral of Kasha, Kan Bechtei Sheyafsek HaTurgmin, Kan Bechtei Sheyafsek HaTurgmin. It depends how long it takes him to skip to the next place. Like what they did then was, the Kohen Gadol said first the Parsha of Achri Mois, and then the Maturgmin said it over to the Seber, and then he went invited to say Parshas Emor. So if he had to move to the next place, he got there, while the Meturgman was still saying it over, that's alright. In other words, since they didn't have to wait for him, No, while the Meturgim, the interpreter, was saying it over, during that time he was able to find the next place, then it's Mutter. So that's Pshat here by Kohen Gadol also. Since Achrim Moses is right before Emor, or Emor's right after, so it's easy to find it. So he could do it fast. So that's why here it's Mutter. For the Gemara, no? For your law, Ketonia, this thing, Gufa, we learned that Medal Gim Benovi, even by a Novi, by Haftar, we let it skip, and we ain't Medal Gim Torah, but you're not allowed to skip at all to lay in the Torah, and still, the Yad Kama Medalik, even by the Novi, when you are allowed to, till how far away can you skip? Only Bechdesh Layavsek HaTurgmin. Only Bechdei, that it won't take you that long the skipping, that you'll be able to get to find a new place before the Meturgim gets finished. So it's Mashma Kuloha B'Torah, Klal Klal Loi. Mashma, when you're learning from the Sefer Torah, even to skip from one place to another place, even though you could do it very fast and not so far away, and the Meturgim, the interpreter, will still be saying over the Torah, still it's Osir. So it's a kasha on the Kohen Gadol. How on Yom Kippur is allowed to learn from one Sefer Torah in Parshas Achrim Mois, and then skip the Parshas Emor, in the middle of Emor, Om Rabbaya Lakasha. Pious of the Terrace like this. Kan Vinyan Echad, Kan Vishnein Yonim. It depends if you're laning one Inyan like here, he's only laning Psukim about Yom Kippur, then there's nothing wrong to skip. Mashenken, two different in Yonim, it's no good to skip. Because like Rashi says, Lefisha Divrei Torah, He Azoris, V'yon Shin Mitzvahs. The Torah has very important things inside it. There's the Azoris, Lavim, what not to do. There's the Averis, the punishment you get. And there's Mitzvahs, what to do. V'etzorah, Shikonsu, B'leiv, Hashemim. It has to go into your heart, like you have to hear it carefully. U'kishodim, Yotzim, Mishita, L'shita, Acheris, Ein Aleich, Zbunim. If you're going to skip around from one Parsha, and then skip to the next Parsha, talking about something else, it's going to be very hard for you to concentrate, to understand what you're saying. Therefore, when you're laying the Torah, you're not allowed to skip around. You always have to lay straight. Even if you want to skip just a few psukim, that's someplace nearby. Still, you shouldn't go to a different Inyan. Mashenka in the same Inyan, like here on Yom Kippur, he was only talking about the Pashas of Yom Kippur. He was talking about the different Kabbalists they brought. So he's talking about the Nyonim of Yom Kippur. Here you are allowed to skip from one place to another place. Here the people won't get lost. So here the only klal is, it has to be close enough that you get there before the Meturgim gets finished. If you get there before the Meturgim gets finished, then it would be Mutter. For the Tanya, I'll bring you a Raya, this is a Raya, that the Lachar is Medal Gim B'Torah. You are allowed to skip from one place in the Sefer Torah to another place. Vinyan Echad, only though if it's the same Inyan. Like here, you're talking about a Yonim of Yom Kippur. Mashenkin of Novi, when you're learning the Aftarah from the Neviim, Vishnei and Yonim. You allow to skip even the two different in Yonim. The Vakan Vakan Bechtesh La Yavsekat Turgman. But both has to only be, even though by Torah it's Mutter of one Inyan, that's only if you get there before the Meturgim will get finished. Aber Vien Medal Gim in Novi Novi. But you're not allowed to skip in Novi Novi. That means Mamish from one Sefer to another Sefer of Neviim, like from Shemuel to Malachim, you're not allowed to skip. Uvinovi Shoshne Mosim Medalgin. Mashenkin, the Neviim of Shne Mosim, it's about that's very small each one, so there you let us skip from one to another. Of Ovavach, Lo Yidlog Mi Seifa Sefer Tzilosim. But you can't skip backwards. Even from Shne Mosim, or some learn, or please learn, it's going on any Novi. Any Novi, that's where you let us skip, it's only forwards. But to skip backwards, that you're not allowed to. So Sesh Lo Yidlog, you can't skip. Me Seifa Seifa from the end of the Seifa, the Chlosa from the beginning. Like Rashi says, Lamafreya. That's not nice. And Tois also says, the Imkeva Finum Chlos, Namla, the Haino Bechdei Shiyasek Turm, Ela Me Seifa Seifa Tzat Chlosa, Klal Klaloin. From backwards forwards, that's what you're not allowed to do. Because it looks like you're reading it Lamafreya backwards. That's you're not allowed to do. That's a Bizoyin. But to go forwards, you're allowed to. Even though you're skipping in between, like we do in Aftera, a lot of times it's different Sukkim, you skip to another Parsha. So that's Mutta, be you going forwards. But backwards, you're not allowed to go. Then the Mishnah says, the girl will say for Torah, they made Glila. And then the Kohen Gadol said, you should know, more than just what I read now, it says in the Sefer Torah. For the Gemara, Kol Kach Lama, why do you have to say that for? Kadesh Lo Lohitzi Laz Al Sefer Torah. The people should not think that the Sefer Torah is puzzle. Because like we learn soon, after he finished reading these two Parshas, he read Baal Peh, the Parshas and Pinchas. I spoke about the Mesophim you bring on Yom Kippur. So the Pasha people think, why does the Mesophim you speak Baal Peh? Why don't you learn it from the Sefer Torah? So people think, well, it's missing from the Sefer Torah. In other words, it's a Sefer Torah Chosar. So therefore the Kohen Gadol had to say no. You should know that's not the reason why I'm not reading it inside. really everything is in the Sefer Torah. There's another reason why I'm not reading it from the Sefer Torah. But that's what you have to speak out. You should know more than what I just got finished saying, it says here. In other words, this Sefer Torah is a kosher Sefer Torah. Right, and then the Mishnah says, "Uviyester shachum ashapchudim karalpeh." But in Pashas Pinchas in Bamidbar that talks about the Musafim that we lay in Balpeh. For the Gemara, my why niglol v'nikrei? Why doesn't he just this first Sefer Torah let him be goylol? Not just Tom Skip. Good, here it's a little far away. You have to like turn the parchment. So be goylol the Sefer from Pashas Emor to Pashas Pinchas. Not that far away. V'nikrei to be able to read. So Pasha, the Kash the Rishonim ask here is, but before we said, you're only allowed to go in the Torah, b'chdei sheyafsik ha-meturgmim, that you'll finish before the Meturgim ends. So the Chura here, it's far away. You want to change from Pashas Emor to Pashas Pinchas. So some of Farshman, the Ritzvot Tagat speaks out to Erechanami, from turning from Emor to Pinchas, you'll finish turning there before the Meturgim finishes. You could get there. Hey, since the Meturgim has to say over all of Pashas Emor, what we spoke about the carbon, not all, but what we spoke about the Inyonim of Yom Kippur, so when we finish with Yom Kippur, then during that time, the Kohen Gadol will be Goylul, the Sefer, to get to Pinchas, and he could get there before the Meturgim finishes. So since he could get there before the Meturgim finishes, that's the Kasha. Why aren't you Goylul now while he's saying the Meturgim, and as soon as he gets finished, the Kohen Gadol will read from Pashas Pinchas? Amir Afuna Bred of Yeshua. Amir Rav Sheshes, Lefi Shein Goylin Sefer Torah B'Tzibur. You're not allowed to be Goylin or Sefer Torah while the Tzibur is waiting. Mivnei Kovet Tzibur. It's not covered for the Tzibur to have to wait, like Rashi says. Shiei Mitzapi V'Doimim L'Kach. So the Tzibur is time waiting and has to wait till you get there. So it's not covered at Tzibur for the Tzibur to wait for you. So the core of the Kasher is, Abizayim is a swear for not covered at Tzibur, especially the way the Ritva learns, that really you could get there, V'Chdei, the Meturgim will be finished. So Elamai is a new svara. You should never wait at all, because it's not nice. So Bezoi, why before as a mutter then? Why are you allowed to change from Pashas of Achrimais to Pashas Emor? It also shouldn't be covered at Tzibur. So some want to say the Pshat is the difference between Goylin and before Medalgin. Here we're talking about Goylin means you have to roll up the Sefer Torah. You have to roll it from Pashas Emor to Pashas Pinchas. So even though you could do it fast and you'll be finished before the Meturgim will finish, still it's not covered at Tzibur. Not kavra tzibur, not like Rashi learns, because the Tam gonna have to wait, but it's not kavra tzibur to have to be girdled the Sefer Torah in front of the Rabbin. That's what's not nice about it. Mashenkin, before, the Eretz and Lashon just a medalgin, you're just skipping. In other words, you can open up the Sefer Torah very wide. Here could be Achrimais, and here could be Parshas Emor. So you don't really have to be girdled to move the Sefer Torah, you just have to open it up and skip. So that's there is no problem from kavra tzibur. There's no chsaron. You're allowed to do that. There is only a problem, could you open up wide enough to get there before the Meturgim finishes? If you can get there before the Meturgim finishes, that's okay. And here he is, but here, since you have to be girdled with the Sefer Torah, it's not called Kavod HaTzibur. For the Gemara, good. It's not Kavod HaTzibur to have to roll up the Sefer Torah. Of a cold point of a nice Achrin of a Nikri. Bring a second Sefer Torah. What's the big problem? Get a second one and learn Musaf, and learn Pashas Musaf from the second Sefer Torah, like we always do. We learn Yom Tovim, we learn the Maftir is the Pashas Musafim, Pashas Pinchas, and we learn in the second Sefer Torah, it's here also. Take a second one. Rav Huna, Rav Yehudu Amar, Mishum Pkamai Shorishin. You should know you can't take out a second Sefer Torah because it looks like the first one is no good. That's why we're taking out a second one. So Mishum Pagam, not to be Pogam, not to say the first one, like Moshe Lad, he's saying the first one is no good, you can't do that. So we'll soon see, how do we do Lamaisan, Rosh Chodesh, how do we take out two? We'll soon see. That you have to take out a second Sefer Torah, you have to make another bracha. And he doesn't want to have to make another bracha. Now, at that time, the Kohen Gadol used to make the bracha first, and he would learn all the parshas. So if he himself would continue learning, he doesn't have to make another bracha. But now, if you're going to have to close up this Sefer Torah and take out a new Sefer Torah, and a new Sefer Torah is going to have to make another bracha. But now that the Kohen Gadol just says it, Balpeh, he's not going to have to make another bracha. We didn't let him take out a Sefer Torah. For the Gemara though, what's this first time? You can't take out a second Sefer Torah because it looks like he's saying the first one was possible. Are we choshu for that? I have Omer of Yitzhak Navcha that Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal Lius B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Teves is the middle of Hanukkah that comes out on Shabbos. Mevi'in Sholosh Torahs. You take out three different Sefer Torahs.
Yachar Shodas Tovus, Tovus, Yachar.